The endorsement is not new. In the last presidential by-election held in 2008, President Frederick Chiluba declared the support for the support of President Rupia Banda. You'd remember that in 2006, he had supported Mr. Michael Sata and the opposition. In the last elections held in 2008, he supported President Rupia Banda.
Emmanuel, some people have said that the former president endorsed incumbent President Rupia Banda in order to have a guaranteed freedom from the previous graft charges against him. Is that his motivation?
That cannot be his motivation. His acquittal was done by the judiciary in the courts of law. Our courts are independent, and his acquittal was done in the court of law. So this has no bearing on his political inclinations. He has decided to support President Rupia Banda simply because of President Rupia Banda's policies. President Rupia Banda's policies are pro-poor. You know, they are for workers. They are for job creation and for wealth creation. And is also boosting agriculture and rural development. So essentially, Dr. Chiluba has supported the policies of President Rupia Banda.
Some people are saying that the former president should lose his pension because he violated the constitution. What is your take on that?
No, that is far from the truth. The pensions and benefits accruing to a former president are simply because he held the office of president and is no longer a Republican president. He is now a former president. So those benefits accrue to him because he was president. There's a small provision in subsidiary legislation that stipulates that a former president should not hold the party office or should not hold a party position. You remember that Dr. Chiluba last held the party position in 2002 when he was NMD party president. To reclaim his pensions and benefits, he had to resign as NMD party president. Currently, Dr. Chiluba holds no party position and he currently holds no party office. So he's eligible to get his pensions and benefits.
Michael Sata, the main opposition leader, has said that he intends to file a court challenge around the constitutional clause which was put in place during President Chiluba's rule. And that since President Banda engineered his acquittal, it seems that President Chiluba will do anything possible to ensure that his friend remains in power to guarantee his freedom. Is that the case?
No, Mr. Sata's assertions are wrong. We are, however, ready for any court challenges. There have been a lot of frivolous applications from the opposition. It's literally an abuse of the court process. We encourage them to go to court and we shall prove that Dr. Chiluba is not engaged in active politics. All Dr. Chiluba has done is to express himself. You know, he has fundamental rights of expression, he has fundamental rights of movement, and fundamental rights of association. Dr. Chiluba has a right to associate with whoever he wishes to associate with. You remember in 2006, he voted and campaigned for Mr. Sata. The issues of his benefits was never raised by President Mwanawasa because President Mwanawasa understood the law. The law stipulates that unless you hold a party office, then the benefits can be taken away from you. All Dr. Chiluba has done is to express himself. The law doesn't bar you from expressing yourself. The declaration by President Chiluba to support President Rupia Banda falls within the precinct of freedom of expression. In reference to Dr. Chiluba's acquittal, this was done by a competent court of law. It was done by our independent judiciary. President Rupia Banda was not involved in any way. The opposition have charged me without evidence that President Rupia Banda interfered with the court process. That is not true. And they launched appeals in the court to compel our Director of Public Prosecutions to appeal against Dr. Chiluba's case. But the court threw away those applications. There were about two applications. So there is no merit or basis for those allegations. In fact, their comments about the judiciary is contemptuous to our courts and goes only to undermine and denigrate the standing of our courts. Dr. Chiluba was acquitted by a competent court of law.